Now, Hurricane Melissa is currently lashing Cuba as a Category 3 storm, still strong enough to cause extensive damage and flooding. In Jamaica, meanwhile, it's just after 8 in the morning and the damage assessment is getting underway. So far, information is limited with no confirmed reports of casualties. A few minutes ago, I spoke to Pete Sankey, who's the senior associate editor with the Jamaica Observer. He's based in the capital, Kingston, and he started by telling me about conditions now.
We know that hospitals, schools, home, bridges, roads, and even our airport that serves mainly our tourist industry, the Monte Bay, thanks to international Montego Bay, was damaged. So it is just wide. The damage is wide, especially in the parishes of St. James and St. Elizabeth.
At its height, what was the storm like?
What I've seen, it was just moving so fast. The winds were just not something that you'd want to be out there experiencing. The roads were converted into rivers. And it was just horrible. You see videos of roofs flying off, zinc going in different directions and so forth. It must have been scary for people living in those areas.
How are communications now? Is it possible to get through to some parts of the island?
Yes, communication is not 100 now. Well, I'm able to talk to you now. But in terms of the internet, I can't even get on my email now. Happy I'm able to speak to you on this line. So the telecoms company said that they are working to get communication back up as early as possible. 77% of the island is without electrical power, and a number of people are also out of water. So it's just the morning after. So we're hoping that by later today, either tomorrow, we start getting some of the crucial services up.
Mm-hmm. From what people have been saying, though, it sounds as though repairing the damage, as though getting life back to normal, could take quite some time.
It could take years. It could take years, especially for families who have to take care of their own homes and so forth. The government will be able to maybe repair schools and bridges and roads and so forth. But in terms of families, if they don't get assistance, it's going to take years to get back. It is nothing compared to burial was like a small drop compared to what this hurricane has done.
And that was journalist Pete Sankey on the line there from Kingston, Jamaica.